Welcome to the Bible Generated Podcast. You know, we're all about exploring how technology and faith can kind of come together to make something really special, you know. And today we're talking about something we call Bible Generated.
Yes.
And essentially it's what it sounds like.
Yep.
We use AI
to
create praise and worship music.
It's true.
Based directly on scripture.
That's right.
And our mission is to use this unique sound, this unique approach to grow people's faith in Jesus.
Absolutely.
And we want to really dive deep today into one of our songs called Glory Among Us.
Glory Among Us.
And specifically how we generated it from the Bible itself.
Yeah, Glory Among Us is such a great example of what we're all about here at Bible Generated.
Right.
You know, our goal is to essentially sing through the entire Bible.
Wow.
And this song really exemplifies that.
Yeah.
It's more than just like a nice sounding tune.
Mm-hmm.
It's rooted in scripture. And for those of you listening, if you want to follow along with the lyrics, you can find the Glory Among Us video.
Oh, great.
On YouTube.
Right,
to search Bible-generated worship topic.
Perfect.
That's our channel.
Great. So the core of Glory Among Us
yeah.
is taken directly from the book of John.
Yes.
Chapter 1, verses 14 through 18.
That's right.
In the King James Version.
Uh-huh.
And these verses are just so fundamental to our understanding of Jesus.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's just incredible how the AI was able to pull those words.
It is.
And weave them into such a powerful song.
Yeah, the way the AI interpreted the verses.
Yes.
It's truly remarkable.
It really is. So let's take a closer look.
Okay.
The opening lines of the song are, "Word became flesh, walking in the light, full of grace, truth, shining so bright, dwelling among us."
Right.
And that's a direct reflection of John 1:14, which says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth."
Yes, and it's interesting how the AI chose to emphasize those core concepts.
Mm-hmm.
The Word becoming flesh.
Yeah.
Dwelling among us,
right.
really setting the stage for the message of the song.
Yeah, it's like the AI understood the significance of that opening statement in John's gospel.
Yeah.
And then we have the lyric, "Glory revealed in your holy face."
Yeah.
Which ties in beautifully with the second part of verse 14,
right.
where it talks about beholding his glory.
Yes.
It really brings that sense of divine glory.
Absolutely.
You know, the glory of God made visible through Jesus.
It does. And it's a perfect example of the incarnation.
Yes.
The Word becoming flesh.
Yeah.
God taking on human form.
Right.
In the person of Jesus.
Right.
Living among us.
Yeah. And that line, "dwelling among us,"
yes.
really captures that idea.
Absolutely.
Of God being with us.
So powerful.
It is later in the song. We hear the lyrics, "Fullness overflows, grace upon grace, a gift that's constant in every place."
Uh-huh.
Which connects directly to John 1:16.
It does.
"And of his fullness have all we received in grace for grace."
Yes. And what's so beautiful about that lyric
yeah.
is how it takes this idea of God's grace.
Right, right.
And really expands on it.
Uh-huh.
It emphasizes the constant and universal nature of that grace.
Right. It's not just a one-time thing.
Anger.
It's always there.
Yes. It's everywhere.
Yeah. And then the song takes a bit of a turn.
Okay.
With the lyrics, "Through Moses the law, but truth you bring, Redeemer, Savior, forever King."
Right.
And this aligns perfectly with John 1:17.
It does.
Which states, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ."
It's such a powerful statement.
It is.
About the new era that Jesus brought in.
Right.
The law was important.
Right.
But Jesus brought something completely new.
Yes.
Grace and truth.
And the song really highlights that shift.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
law to grace.
And
through Jesus.
Absolutely.
And then we have this beautiful lyric.
Okay.
"No one has seen the Father's heart so clear, but you have shown his love drawing near."
That's one of my favorites.
Mine too.
It's so powerful.
It is. And it reflects John 1:18.
It does.
Which says, "No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him."
Such a beautiful picture of Jesus.
It is.
Revealing God's love to us.
Yes. So as you can see, yeah. Glory Among Us isn't just a catchy song.
Right.
It's deeply rooted in scripture.
It is.
In those powerful verses from John chapter 1.
Absolutely.
And this process really highlights the themes that we focus on.
Yes.
You know, the incarnation,
mm-hmm.
the revelation of God's glory.
Yes.
The transition from law to grace and truth.
Yes.
The idea of God being with us.
Yeah.
And Jesus as our Redeemer and King.
It's all there in the song.
It is. And what's really amazing is how AI can help us take these timeless truths.
Yes.
And turn them into modern worship music.
Right. And it's not about replacing traditional worship.
Oh, no.
It's about offering a new perspective.
Uh-huh.
A fresh way to engage with Scripture.
Yeah. And Glory Among Us is just the beginning.
Yes.
We have our first album,
mm-hmm.
The Journey.
Inspired by the book of Genesis.
Yes.
Incredible stories.
It is.
Full of meaning.
And we want to keep going.
Oh, yeah.
We want to sing through the entire Bible.
That's the dream.
We believe it can bring people together.
Absolutely.
Help them connect with the Word in a whole new way.
I agree.
And this is where you, our listeners, come in.
Yes.
We rely on your support to keep making this music.
That's right.
To keep sharing this message.
Yes, we're a faith-based organization.
We are.
And we trust in God's provision
mm-hmm.
and the generosity of those who believe in what we're doing.
Yes. So if this resonates with you.
Yeah.
If you believe in the power of scripture-based music.
Yes.
And you want to see this project continue.
Please consider supporting us.
We would be so grateful for your contribution.
Your support allows us to produce new music.
Yeah.
Reach more people and build this amazing community around the Word of God.
It's all thanks to your generosity.
It really is.
So if you want to learn more.
Yeah.
Or support our mission.
Head to our website.
Yes.
It's BibleGenerated.com.
That's BibleGenerated.com.
You can listen to all of our music there.
Yes.
Join our community.
Uh-huh.
And find ways to contribute.
We'd love to have you be a part of this journey.
We would.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes.
For this deep dive into Glory Among Us.
I hope you learned something.
I hope so too.
And maybe you'll be inspired to check out the rest of our music.
Yeah. We put a lot of heart into it.
We do.
And we believe it can make a real difference in people's lives.
I agree.
So once again,
yeah.
Visit BibleGenerated.com.
That's the place to be.
For all things Bible Generated.
Absolutely.
And now here's that song we've been talking about.
Glory Among Us.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Generated podcast.
Enjoy the music.
And now here's Glory Among Us.
Word became flesh, walking in the light.